be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
One, two, three.
Not yet, the OCs. That was too soon. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts with you for the next hour. It's noon. It's so gray and cold outside. Oh, my God. We're going to start things off with the OCs from San Francisco. I saw them three times when I was in Texas for South by Southwest. And each time, the centerpiece of their set was this amazing song that took forever. I think the one version I saw was 20 minutes long. It was crazy. And I tried to find out what the name of the song was. I kept Googling lyrics that I sort of had picked out. I could never find out. And then I realized it's the title track off their new LP, Warm Slime. So this is the 13-minute jam, Warm Slime. And remember, all you need is the summertime. Ugh.
One, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again, June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
Hey, that was Felt Letters from Washington, D.C., the song 600,000 Bands on the Miladies record label from Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's the new Ian Sfenonius, well, one of many Ian Sfenonius projects from Nation of Ulysses and Makeup. He's now in Chain and the Gang. They're going to be in town pretty soon. And this is a new band he has with Brendan Canty from Fugazi. Before that, we heard the title track from the new The OC's album, Warm Slime, and quite an epic jam. Next up, Sleigh Bells released an album last week. It's getting lots of attention. The song Real Real is sort of my call for song, dance song of the summer, song of the summer kind of thing, you understand? It was Ring Ring before, and I actually kind of prefer the demo, but I'm going to play the new album version. I don't think it's quite as gritty, but it'll be okay. And then after that, we're going to hear the Funkadelic song that they sampled. So let's start things off with Real Real from Sleigh Bells' new album, Treats.
Thank you. with the mixed emotions all the good times we used to have. But you were making preparations for the common separation, and you blew everything we had.
You base your love on credit, and in your loving days of dawn, church you sign with the love and kisses later, come back sign insufficient funds.
Loving days are done. Checks you sign with the love and kiss a later come back shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that.
All right, here's a question. What is going on with people who drink Coors Light? And their seeming inability to get the liquid that's in the can into them without some sort of disaster happening. What is the problem they're having that they can't get, they need these technological advances, and it's just Coors Light. It's not regular Coors. It's not any other beer. But for apparently they're having difficulties because first, about 3 years ago, they introduced the wide mouth, for easier drinking, easier drinking. What I mean, who's having trouble? Who is having trouble? It's not getting. I'm sick of drinking Coors out of a spoon. What is their fight? And then, but that wasn't enough, okay? Dear Coors, I can't get beer in me. And then, so that wasn't enough. That wasn't the final answer, because then they, about a year ago, they introduced the side vent to go along with the wider mouth for easier. So now there's a side vent which allows air to get in and pushes the beer from the can into your tum-tum so you can start hitting sooner. And, you know. And then, they still were having problems. That wasn't even enough. So then they had to come out with a cold activated can for these people.
When the mountains turn blue, the beer's as cold as the Rockies.
Now, when I want to know when something's cold, of the five senses available to me, I use the sense of touch. It has worked literally every single time. But apparently, yeah, I'll just go over like, oh, that beer's room temp. That's kind of warm. Ooh, that one's cold. Hey, thank you, fingers. You fuckers did it again. I love you guys. But Coors Light drinkers are like, okay, yeah. All right, sure, I can feel it's cold, and I can taste it's cold, but how do I really know?
All right, that was David Cross from his new comedy album, Bigger and Blacker, out now on Sub Pop Records. It's also out on DVD, or a DVD, concert DVD. That song was I Can't Get Beer in Me. Ah, a common dilemma for people who drink Coors Light. Oh, what a cover. It's like a crushed velvet portrait of him on the cover of the CD. Before that, we heard Funkadelic from their album, their seminal album, Maggot Brain, the song Can You Get That? Can You Get To That? And then before that, Sleigh Bell from their brand new album Treats, the song Real Real. Concert listings tomorrow night, Friday night. Taste of Waste featuring Modern Creatures is at the Astoria. It's sort of a preview for Music Waste happening in June. Saturday night, Next Music from Tokyo. This guy is bringing in five bands from Tokyo to play at the Biltmore. It's a super cool thing. So if you are into that kind of Japanese pop and noise stuff, go down to the Biltmore for an early show on Saturday. Also on Saturday, 3 Inches of Blood are at the Rickshaw. White Lung and Tight Solid are at Brandy's, part of the new No More Strangers night. Later in the week, Broken Bells are at the Commodore. That's the Danger Mouse and the guy from, band, the Shins, their band, which is kind of an odd combo. On Thursday, Public Enemy is at Commodore. Also on the 27th, Collapsing Opposites are playing with Brave Irene, Shipyards, and Plus Perfect at Pat's Pub. That's going to be the last Brave Irene show ever, maybe. I guess someone's moving away. That's my understanding. So if you're a fan of Collapsing Opposites and Brave Irene, get down there. Also on the 27th, White Lung is playing with Makeup Videotape and Juvenile Hall at Honey. And on the 26th and 27th, Girls are at Venue. On the 28th, The Very Best are playing with No Gold at the Biltmore. That same night, Local Natives are at the Media Club. The next night, the 29th, Caribou is at the Rickshaw with Toro y Moi. on the 31st, Monday, the Buzzcocks are at Venue. LCD Sound System is at the Malcolm Bowl. And then starting on the 2nd and going to June 5th is Music Waste. Go to musicwaste.ca for all the details. There's tons and tons of great stuff. A couple of other recently announced shows. Woods are playing with the Mantles at the Media Club on Tuesday, June 8th. Harlem is playing July 3rd at the old Cobalt, 917 Main. Deerhoof is playing July 3rd at the Commodore. Turbo Fruits is playing July 5th at the Biltmore. Neil Hamburger is at the Biltmore on July 10th. And Here We Go Magic are playing July 25th at the Media Club. Oh, and the big, big announcement, Vampire Weekend, Beach House, and Dum Dum Girls are at the Malcolm Bowl August 28th. I saw Vampire Weekend once and I really liked it, but I don't know if I am still into what they're doing. I don't know. But I'd love to see Beach House again. I missed them on their last tour, and Dum Dum Girls are great. So lots of good stuff there. All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're almost at the 40th anniversary of Exile on Main Street, the big Rolling Stones album. And so there's been lots of talk about it. There's a new reissued version of the album, or remastered. And so I'm going to play a song, the opening track, Rocks Off, of that. Also because I just found a bootleg of Pussy Galore's cover of the whole album. So I'm going to play the Rolling Stones version and then the Pussy Galore version. There is a bit of salty language before the Pussy Galore version of Rocks Off starts, so you may just want to be aware of that. Here we go. Here are the Rolling Stones with Rocks Off from Exile on Main Street.
What's the matter with you? Hello, I hate your fucking guts. Fuck you, I hate your fucking guts. I hate your fucking guts. I hate your fucking guts. I hate this fucking machine. I don't know how the fuck to use it. I hate your fucking guts. I'm gonna make my own fucking music.
Rock song, rock song, rock song, rock song, rock song.
Yes, that is correct. That was Beach Boys cover. God only knows. The band PDF Format from Toronto, Ontario, signed to the on the Blocks Recording Club Singles Club Blocks Building Blocks. What? Blocks Recording Club. They were the ones that put out Final Fantasy first. They have the band's Hank in the Barcelona Pavilion, lots of other great things, and they've just put out a new singles club, and that is the band PDF Format with their cover of the Beach Boys' God Only Knows. Before that, we heard Pussy Galore with their cover of Rocks Off, and we heard the original version of Rocks Off by the Rolling Stones. Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. On Saturday, Next Music from Tokyo, featuring Andy Mori, Mothercoat, Owarikara, Gumi, and Kulu Kulu Garden. And the late show is the Lakefield Album Release Party, as a part of Glory Days. On Monday is Abstract Rude, and on Wednesday is The Fugitives. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. Speaking of that Next Music from Tokyo show, I have two pairs of tickets to give away two pairs of tickets to give away to a band called The Get Down, who are performing at the Railway Club. They're releasing their album. So if you want those tickets, give us a call at 604-822-2487. This is Ty Siegel with his song Girlfriend. Here we go.
Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obiju, Man, Konono Number One, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
If I'm leaving you now, I need you like never before. But my Gemini heart has me hanging there in the door. When I woke up with you, I had leaving you in my head. But my Gemini heart had me lying there in a bed. How could you ever? You ever fall in love before?
were you singing this song? With my hand turning you on, when I look in your eyes and I saw the rest of our lives, they were only two knives bleeding in a Gemini heart. How could you ever
out of time, so I'm just gonna cut that off. So yeah, that's gonna do it. You're listening to CITR Radio. This is the end of Dunkin' Donuts for this Thursday. Stay tuned. Tim is up next with We All Fall Down, and then Mariev with The French Connection after Robin with Ink Studs. I kind of mixed that up, but it should be a fantastic afternoon of music here on and talk and other stuff here on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Sean Nicholas Savage from his cassette release Moving Up in Society, the song Gemini Heart. And before that, we heard Ty Siegel from his album Melted, the song Girlfriend. Ty Siegel is going to be in town early July. Check it out. He's playing with Ye Old Chain and the Gang. That should be a sick, sick show. And hopefully there's been some rumbles that Sean Nicholas Savage's band, the Silly Kissers, may come to town. That would be amazing. So hopefully that pans out and we'll get to see him up close. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can also see what I played at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Going to close things out with a new Slumberland Records band. They're called Never Ever. The album's called Angelic Swells, and this is Young and Dumb. It's a song that, you know, most of us have some sort of understanding of. Okay, see you next week. Bye.
But that just made me want